All right, coming up here to 508, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new report says reading for pleasure is down among school kids.
I don't remember a lot of school kids reading for pleasure.
That's why it's kind of a problem. It's even lower now.
Lower than what? I mean, look. I mean, kids will read certain things that they want to read, but most school-mandated books are not the books that kids want to read.
Correct.
I mean, you can say it until you're blue in the face. It doesn't mean they're not worth reading. I'm just saying, tell a kid you have to read this by this time. That's a fight.
It's like telling you you have to watch a movie you don't want to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's only 2 hours, and you still wouldn't do it.
Right.
Where the book is going to take you, a few days to finish.
No kidding. And then does it just kind of leave a bad taste with reading in your mouth?
I think it does. It did for me. Now, I'm a pretty voracious reader, but I'm reading what I want to read. I think that's one of the big differences.
I mean, almost every adult I know will reference a couple books they liked reading. But for the most part, even people,
Lord of the Flies, we're done.
Yeah, even people that read today, there's only, it's just tough.
Yeah.
Kids don't want to read for fun.
Yeah. Exactly. And even if it was the fantasy stuff like Beowulf or, I don't know, Lord of the Rings, whatever, those were okay, but they weren't great either.
Well, and a lot of what you talk about there, Miles, is that much like what we're doing, they're reading all day long when they're scrolling social media. They're reading updates from people. They're reading news articles. They're reading whatever it is on there. They're reading memes or just little snippets of this, that, and the other thing. They're reading a plenty for pleasure. It's just not books.
Right.
It's stories.
I always bring up Fahrenheit 451, right? But I only read that book because I had to go to eighth grade again, and they were like, well, I don't know. We don't know what you did it, but you've technically already done this stuff last year, so you can read this one. And I was like, this one's awesome.
There you go.
Great. Yeah. Ray Bradbury.
We keep hearing about how drinking is down with Gen Z, but we have found their drug of choice. According to new data, caffeine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, to grow up in the coffee last couple of decades.
Man, that was right up there with cocaine and heroin when I was a kid.
Was caffeine?
Don't give kids coffee.
Oh, no.
I mean,
it was just coffee. People would drink soda, so you'd have caffeine.
But this wouldn't give you coffee for whatever reason.
I mean, it was banned from kids.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. It was weird.
But now,
looking back.
But there was no coffee place. I mean, there was no Starbucks. But there was fast food. Starbucks kind of broke that mold and said, you know what? We can open coffee shops anywhere. Everyone has copied. And now there's not a place you can go where you can't get coffee.
Right. They turned it into kind of a fashion statement. And then beyond that, now the energy drink boom is turning that into just as much of a fashion statement. You know, when I was growing up, there was Monster, there was Rockstar, there was
Red Bull,
Full Throttle, Red Bull, and all them. But now it's gone even broader. It's gotten even bigger. And now there's, choose your can, whatever it is that you want. Now all these different ones have 9 different flavors that you can choose from, and everybody's got their favorites.
That's crazy to me, too, because growing up, energy drink would be Gatorade.
Yeah.
But you had to expend energy before they gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. And Thrill's right. I mean, I didn't start drinking coffee in my 30s, but you could easily walk into a Starbucks and get a lot of stuff. It doesn't even have to have caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Due to rear suspension issues, Honda has recalled 880,000 cars.
I heard what you heard.
Wow.
Due to. It sounded like you said doo-doo. And I was like,
I was like, what's a doo-doo suspension system?
Damn. It's that bad. It's
crappy. Suspension systems.
Crappy.
Look at Mike using tough words.
Look at me go.
That suspension system's doo-doo, my guy.
Get your Honda checked out for its doo-doo suspension. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Let's get smart here. It's open call on this one, so whoever gets it first, I give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. And it is a noun brought to you by the letter F.
All right.
Okay. Now, these are minor flaws or shortcomings in someone's character or behavior. A noun brought to you
fallacies?
By the letter... Fallacies? No. Miles and Ted,
you
guys
said flaws, so it's not that.
Correct. They're minor flaws or shortcomings in somebody's character or behavior starts with the letter F. I believe it's also used in fencing. Is that what it said?
Foil.
Nope. In fencing, it refers to the weakest part of the sword's blade between the middle and the point. The sentence that they give is, you have to be able to laugh at your own blank. Your own blanks. The word is...
God.
Foibles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to laugh at your own foibles. Yep. Yeah.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Really?
Foibles?
No. Foible.
Foible.
Foibles. Yeah.
Foibles.
You're foible. Yeah, again, you're flawed. But it's more, typically if they say foible, it's more comedic.
Correct.
All right.
Right?
So, it's a little bit old-timey.
Yeah.
Nobody these days uses
little bit old-timey, yeah.
A little bit old-timey there. A new study found that people trust AI fact-checking until they see how it works. AI just has the most popular answer. Look, half the time what it is that I'm looking at for you guys, I don't necessarily know it. It's the AI overview, which means that it is what most people are saying about this particular subject.
That's true. And that happens, right? If people ask Gronk on X,
Yeah, it becomes aggregate. I mean, that's it.
Correct. It's basically whichever's the most...
This is what everyone's talking about. Right. Here's your answer.
This is what the most people say that this is. So therefore, here you go. AI doesn't know anything.
No, it knows what we know.
Right.
Aggregates it billions of times faster. Although I was reading, is it Claude? There's all the different AI platforms. So even the company behind Claude, I believe it was Claude, they're like, yeah, hey man, we didn't see this coming, but it's now writing 80% of its own code.
Oh, geez.
But, like, they're worried about it. I'm like, you guys designed it. And they're like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. Like,
yeah.
So all those warnings people gave you, you just now
AI
figured this out.
Is basically you giving a final presentation for a middle school class. You're just regurgitating the information. That's you don't actually know a damn you thing about not, what you're saying. You're reading off that paper and just regurgitating everything that came out of the book.
That's a pretty accurate description.
A decade's worth of data was studied and shows that trading up in the NFL draft is usually a bad idea.
But I bet you they're talking first and maybe second rounders.
Sure.
Because you make your money, I'm telling you now, like, unless you just have, you know, generational talent, like your third and fourth rounds, you get all these linebackers and tight ends and these guys, and you realize, like, we traded up 7 spots.
No, they got to be talking like first round.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's just so hit or miss. And then anymore, I feel like we've just gotten obsessed with just taking quarterbacks in the first round.
Absolutely.
Some of them, it's like, you can wait, but it's like, well, what if they panic and they take them? Then we need to take them.
Don't worry about other teams, man.
No kidding.
That always be my first law. Like, if you're worried about someone else, you're never going to be that good.
Look, I'm stealing this blatantly from Colin Cowherd, but he has a theory that I agree with, which is, if you're in the first 15 picks, like, unless there's a quarterback that you really, really want, like, just take a giant athlete that can do something.
Take someone on the line.
You can't build some of those DN, like, they're freaks of nature, how big they are and stuff. Like, you could find somebody else later in the round. But those first 15 picks, like, get some size.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A man in Florida got into a car accident, but what he did next is making headlines, Miles.
What do you do?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a woman named Mariana, who we only know her from being online. Right? And actually, the story's pretty cool, just sometimes you don't think things all the way through. So Mariana, she baked bread for her nephew's 9th birthday because, as she says, this 9-year-old kid, he loves bread. Ted, have you seen them?
No.
Okay. So she shaped the dough into the shape of a 9 for his 9th birthday, and put a ramekin in the loop so that it could keep its shape while it baked. And to be honest with you, it kind of looks like a 9. So she posted it online, and she said, quote, not bad, right? And to be honest, it actually is pretty good, assuming that she's some kind of amateur baker. The thing is, while her heart is in the right place, not everyone knows her 9-year-old nephew, because everyone on the internet realized something else. Your 9 looks like a straight-up penis. I mean, it looks like an absolute penis. And because of that, the whole thing went viral. She got thousands of comments. One person said, quote, he's 9, so he's likely just to see it as a 9. If he sees it as the other thing, he'll think it's hilarious, because, again, he's 9. Someone else said, I'm entirely too high and immature for this. That was it. And then one person said, quote, congrats on becoming a social media legend, D-bread lady. But she did not mind that because I comment, that was from her own boyfriend. She actually replied, yes, my adorable man just filled the thread by calling me the D-word bread lady. She went on the Today Show as a result of this thing going viral, and she did explain. She said, look, I thought, I'm going to bake something because I love baking bread. She added that if she had noticed its shaft-like shape, she would not have posted it. But at any point, she's glad she did. If you get the chance to look at it, Miles showed it to me this morning. I thought it was intentionally supposed to look like a penis.
It looks like a 9.
I mean, come on.
When I first saw it, before I knew the story, I just saw a penis.
What's missing?
Then when I read what it was, I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. If it's not your nephew and you don't know, you're like, why did you make a penis for a 9-year-old? Oh, it's number 9. My bad.
A good looking loaf.
It does look good. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.